Welcome to the How to Grow Your E-commerce Business podcast from Venlab.com. I'm here with Evan Haim from WeConvert, and we're going to talk all about upselling on Shopify. So, Evan, if you could first explain to us what, start with the basics, what is upselling?
Trevor, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. Really excited to be here. And let's get started with explaining to the audience what is upselling. So upselling is the action of offering customers a larger item than the one they're currently interested in. So for example, if they're looking at the newest Apple, you can offer the Apple Pro, which is a more expensive version of the same product, assuming they're already interested. However, in today's world, especially in e-commerce, when most people talk about upselling, they're actually talking about cross-selling, which is the action of offering alternative products or complementary products to the same product that are currently looking at. So that's pretty much both upselling and cross-selling and the differences between them. A good example of cross-sell would be if you're getting a burger, would you like fries with it? So that's kind of the classic type of cross-selling.
Okay, so I suppose there's different, would there be different types of cross-selling? So you're obviously looking at basket size and basket value. Which of those two is the most important, or is it just depend on what kind of?
So you can look at a few metrics when talking about upselling and cross-selling. So if it's everything that happens before the purchase, you can always look at your conversion rate. So it's important to do that when thinking about your conversion rate. Make sure you don't hurt your conversion rate, both psychologically and actually through performance when adding different offers. In terms of the average order value or AOV, usually when talking about upselling and cross-selling, that's the one metric you want to monitor and try and increase and split test to make sure you keep optimizing over time. That's definitely what you want to look at when upselling.
Okay, so why is, you know, this may be a bit obvious, but why is upselling important?
Okay, so it's maybe obvious to you because, you know, you're the expert, but the thing is, you, as a new merchant or even as an experienced one, you're probably spending a lot of money bringing in new customers, and it's the CPA is just going up with years. As advertising costs grows and as competition grows, it's getting harder and harder to get new customers and to convert them. Now, if let's say that 20% of your revenue is going to be towards merchandise, the actual product cost that you're going to pay, the gross revenue. And then 20 more percent or 30 more percent is going to be about advertising. You're slowly and steady going to stay with less and less profit. Now, once you already got someone to convert, if you can just get them to get one more item, if you can just get them to buy an item that is a little bit more expensive, this is your chance to actually grow your profit margin, because the rest of the expenses are probably going to stay the same. But if you're just getting them to pay more for the same CPA, eventually your net profit is going to grow. And this is why it's super important to optimize for the largest possible AOV.
Okay. So what is on Shopify? I mean, because obviously Shopify has got certain built-in native upselling. Is that good enough? Or do you think that... you know, how good is Shopify's data? What should you be doing on Shopify, you know, so, out of the box to do upselling?
Yeah.
And I know that you've got a tool which helps with this, so perhaps you might like to tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so no, my journey with Shopify started back in 2014. I started with my partner dropshipping store.
What kind of things were you dropshipping?
So we started with kind of boxing and MMA equipment, and we used to sell from sellers and manufacturers for, within the US to the US. So we've done this for a while, and we also used a lot of tools for upselling that Shopify had built in, mostly on the product page and cart page. But we couldn't find any tool that does this wherever we wanted, which was the checkout and the thank you page. And we just thought and felt like this was just a treasure waiting to be found, and a lot of unused or unrealized potential on these pages. Because we didn't find any solution, we just decided to build it ourselves. We launched WeConvert back in 2018. At this point, our store was already scaling. We had a Shopify Plus store, we had warehouses. We really managed to scale things up. Revenue went up. But we already knew what we were doing. We knew we could generate more revenue out of these page, the thank you page, that by default is just like, this is your order, buy, and then customers leave the store. We knew you can get more out of this page. So we just started by adding different upsells and cross-sells offers. We also started collecting information about the customer from the thank you page. For example, what is your birthday? We'll send you a birthday email with a gift. We integrated that with Klaviyo. We conducted the post-purchase surveys to help better segment the customers. So we added a bunch of different widgets to the thank you page. And then eventually we published it to the App Store, and then more and more people used it. Now most people are using it for upselling and cross-selling. However, it's still possible to do more than that on the thank you page. Regarding the product and cart pages, again, there are a lot of solutions doing that. However, it's important to take in mind performance. A lot of different upsell apps or cross-sell apps before the checkout are really hurting the store performance, eventually leading to low loading time, and it's going to just hurt your conversion. So yeah, just upsell through the entire funnel from the product page all the way to the thank you page. Yeah.
Presumably, but the checkout on Shopify can't be, you can't edit that, can you?
So with the checkout, you can actually, if you are on Shopify Plus, so our product Reconvert do support checkout upsells, but only for Shopify Plus merchants. This is just a limitation by Shopify. And we also add a new page between the checkout and the thank you page called the post-purchase page. And this is a very special page where you can upsell customers in a single click without them having to re-enter their payment details. So this is after they completed the purchase. Then they're seeing a new page between the checkout and the thank you page with a special one-time offer. They can either accept or decline. If they accept it, they're being charged instantly. It's being added to their order and they're being redirected to the thank you page. And if they decline it, just move on to the thank you page. So this is, again, the entire funnel when it comes to upselling.
So what do you find is the most successful upselling strategy? And what are the top five?
All right. So top five in terms of, so we analyzed more than 40,000 Shopify stores using Reconvert. And the one thing that definitely works the best is the post-purchase page on that between the checkout and the thank you page. Usually upselling the same product purchased with an additional discount, something in the lines of get one more for whatever, 15% off with a time sensitive offer, works best across all niches, almost all niches. It works very, very well. And it's dynamic. So it's personalized per customer because every customer is going to see the same product he already saw, which always adds some sort of a push for that. From the thank you page, what we see works best is a time sensitive offer store-wide. So whenever someone gets to the thank you page, if you show him a timer that follow them through the store, let's say in the next 20 minutes, take everything you want from the store, but only in the next 20 minutes, only for you, and you're going to get an extra discount. So that's also kind of a best practice when it comes to upselling. And then I would say that the best practice, another best practice would be for stores to upsell product that are not physical. Because you can really decide on the price and your profit margin for these items are 100%. Another very good practice I would suggest that works very well, it's not necessarily about the how, it's about the what. And I would recommend for any merchants, if possible, try and come up with an upsell that is a non-physical product. Anything from an app or educational product, anything that is a file, anything that is a guarantee, anything that you can upsell like this, you're going to keep 100% of the profits as gross margin, as opposed to, you know, physical products where you actually have to pay for shipping and the product itself.
Yeah.
Usually it have a very high conversion rate. You can control the pricing and eventually it's going to add a lot to your bottom line. So anything in the lines of guarantee, insurance, anything like that can do a lot. In the bottom line.
Okay, that's very good. So what would you say? I mean, okay, so what should people aim for? I mean, what would be a good, like, starting point? And what, you know, obviously it'll change from merchant to merchant, but what, you know, if you're starting off, you set up a store, you've got sales, what should you be aiming for?
So, of course, if you don't have any sales, then it's kind of irrelevant. I'd wait until you have at least a few sales on a monthly basis on your store. Once, from what we have a built-in funnel you can apply with one click. You just need to provide your max discount, and we kind of distribute the discount across the entire funnel, and the entire upsell funnel. And merchants who activate this best practices funnel usually get between an instant lift in revenue of between 5 to 7.5%. And this is just from the get-go, instantly.
This is a bit like something you can just, like a best practice settings for your site.
Yes, yes. And it's all dynamic with product recommendations. And again, all kind of everything that I just talked about that is possible through the Shopify API we're doing. And then, of course, depends on the brand and your familiarity with the audience. You can create specific funnels for specific customers, for a specific product. If you know that there is a product on your store that works well with another product, offer that as the upsell. If you know that second time customers tend to purchase something else, then you can create a funnel for second time customers. If you know that over a certain amount of value or X amount of items in your cart, something else will work, you can always create these types of funnels. So it's, you can go, the more personalized you go, probably the better success you'll have. But if you just use the best practices, an instant lift in revenue of about 5 to 7%.
Okay. So what kind of, can you give me some examples of clients that you've had that have done well with upselling?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Can you give me some examples of good upselling, good success stories of upselling?
Yeah, so we have endless of those. And if you just head over to reconvert.io/case studies, you'll see a bunch of those. But we have one store that I have in mind is a store selling Brazilian jiu-jitsu gear, and they sell mostly educational stuff. And they're making great success from the thank you page. They have like 50% acceptance rate. That's 50% conversion rate from the thank you page on some sort of a core tool or educational videos or lessons they're selling on the thank you page. So that's great. We have a bunch of Shopify Plus merchants doing great upsells as offers for guarantees in their checkout. We have weapons, firearm companies selling guarantees on the firearms during checkout. That works very well. I'm trying to think about kind of big brands that are currently using. We have 4Ocean. They used to sell an offer for one buy one get one on their bracelets. Sorry, my English. I'm doing my best here. So they did a 1+1. The second one was like 70% off, and they had a great acceptance rate. Yeah, just a few.
So is it a case of the generosity of the offer makes a big difference?
Of course, it makes a difference. The bigger discount you can offer, the better response rate you're going to get. But we also have a lot of merchants, especially large merchants, just using the best practices. Again, it took them 1 minute to set up, and they generate an extra $200,000-$300,000 a month during the high season. So, again,
makes
you can go.
Good.
Yeah, you can go hyper-personalized, but even if you don't, you still... The average ROI on the app is about 4,000%, and the bigger you are, the better ROI you're going to get, just because we're providing better discounts with larger order volume.
Okay. So in terms of, if you're just a merchant and you want to, you know, what things should be people doing today? Like, if someone had an hour to spare and they didn't have any money for your app, what should they do?
So... I'd say it doesn't matter if you use our app or don't use our app, whatever you do, just first of all, don't leave your thank you page and post-purchase experience empty. That's kind of the number one foul. You don't want to do that. If your thank you page is an exit door from your website, that's what it's going to be. If you're not going to interact with your customer on this page, you're already paying so much money to get him there. Now there's just nothing there. So make sure you use this page to whatever you want to get from the customer. Upselling is definitely the one thing that is kind of most common sense for merchants, but you can also, again, interact with them. There are plenty of apps nowadays that are doing that, so just make sure you explore this page and utilize it. And the second thing, that if you're just starting out, make sure that whatever you add to your product page or cart page, any sort of upselling, it's not going to hurt your performance in a way that is too significant. Of course, if you
so
add
how would
some...
That, code, how would... Yeah. How could you check that out? Because I know that, how should people be monitoring for that?
So there are tools to check your performance score in terms of loading speed. There's a Google Lighthouse, for example. You can just test your store before you install an Apple app, then check it again after you do. Make sure that the difference is not too high. And you can compare a few apps, you can try a few, and make sure that you're keeping something that actually cares about your performance, because your conversion rate is going to drop significantly for every second that it takes extra to your website to load. Just something to take in mind. And then the last thing, maybe, is, of course, think mobile first. I think it's 2024. I don't think anybody now thinks that most of shopping happens on desktop. So just make sure that whatever you are adding to your store looks great on desktop and in mobile.
Okay, great. Well, this has been fascinating. It made me think that I need to put more effort into upselling. But tell me, outside, when you're not doing e-commerce stuff, how do you spend your time? What's inspired you recently?
So me and my wife, we moved about a year ago to Greece, and since then I really appreciate a lot more my free time. Actually going around in places near the Saloniki where I live, in Chalkidiki, in nature, seeing everything and actually working in a way more chill environment, I found that really kind of calmed me down and helped me think straight of what I need to do in business and what I need to do in my personal life. That's pretty much.
So you're drinking ouzo, eating Greek salad, drinking ouzo.
Yes, without the ouzo. I'm kind of no alcohol phase.
Okay, I don't know. Eating.
Just my thing. But eating, the fun thing about Greece is it's very easy to eat healthy compared to other places. A lot of salads, a lot of fish. It's very simple and nice.
I like Greece. I like Greece.
Yeah. They know how to live, these guys. Yeah, they know.
They know how to live beyond their means as well. But
yeah.
Country, I think.
Yeah, I'd say most countries, you look at people, they live for income so that they can live afterwards. And the Greek, they just kind of combine it as they go. They don't work just to make money. They work to live. And once they get to the point they don't need to work anymore, it's like, okay, I'm done for today. Good enough for me.
That's a good, I think we should all be a bit like that.
Yeah.
Evan, lovely to meet you. And how do we find you online?
So you can just head over to reconvert.com, learn more about the app if you want. If you want to look for me personally, just search for Ruth and Eric on YouTube. Me and my sister and my business co-founder, Ruth, we have a YouTube channel about how to actually build a Shopify app and talk about the business side of that. If you find this interesting, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Great. Okay. Thanks very much. Cheerio.
All right. Thank you so much.
Let's do that. End the session. Great. That was interesting. Let's leave the end of the session.